Blog Talk Radio.
It's Sunday afternoon, and this is Pause IM Radio. We're excited to be on the air and hosted by Blog Talk Radio. Your hosts for today's program are Robert Brining and Jeremy Dunn. We'll be taking your calls and speaking with our featured member of the week. We encourage all of our listeners to phone in and share some of your life experiences. The number to call is 347-215-9442. Welcome to Pause IM Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Robert, your host. I am flying solo tonight. My co-host, Jeremy, is in... he's traveling right now from North Carolina home, so he would be in the car trying to do this, so he had to call up and cancel on me tonight. So he will be back next week. So I just wanted to touch some base on what the show is going to be about tonight. Tonight our show is actually going to be featured around our featured blogger of the month for October. His name is Terry, and he is a 22-year survivor from Wisconsin. So he's going to call in, and we're going to talk a little bit with him, and then we will allow you, the listeners, to call in and ask Terry a question or myself if you feel to, or make a comment. I wanted to go over some site news. As you all know, that this radio show is a part of the Pause IM community, which I am the founder of, and there's a few things going on the site that I wanted to discuss with everyone. First off is that we have a Pause IM book club, and it's a new group in there. You can go into groups categories and find it and sign up for it, and we have a featured book. It's called The Naked Truth by Marvelyn Brown. And she is an Emmy Award AIDS activist, and we are going to start reading her book starting November 2nd. And we have a month to read that book, and we'll talk about it through the forums and stuff like that. So that ought to be interesting. The Philly AIDS Walk was last Sunday, and we had a Pause IM team walk. The team ourselves raised about $900, and the total Philly AIDS Walk raised about $425,000 for local organizations, which is always a great cause. Next week's show will be... Actually, we're going to talk about the AIDS strategies for the presidential nominees. So we're going to talk about John McCain and Barack Obama and what their deals are and how they plan on to, you know, help find a cure for this this thing we call AIDS. So that'll be next Sunday. So we don't know exactly. I don't know too much on that topic. I'm not too big into that. I haven't really seen anything big, but I know Cowboy Larry posted some stuff in the site, so I'll be checking that out too. We also have 27 new members this week, which is pretty cool since it's only been about a week. A lot of people have been getting the word out, and I know it's not advertising on my end because I just do my best through internet advertising. So it's all you people spreading the word of mouth, which I appreciate. It means a lot to me, and the new members are really taking it well, and hopefully some of you are listening. So welcome, everyone, if you're a new member to the Pause IM community. I'm also looking for a new featured blogger for next week. If someone in the community would like to be a featured blogger, whether you are infected or affected by HIV and AIDS, go ahead and send me an email, let me know, which is pretty cool. So that'll bring some people your way if you're new and looking to connect in an easier way. That kind of puts you out there so people will come to you. And then there is a big thing that happened this week on the community site is that we actually lost the instant messaging system. I'm working on trying to get that fixed. There is a possibility of migrating to a different site, but we will figure all that out. I'll be able to take all of you with me to the site automatically, so you would just have to repost the forums and stuff like that. So that's up in the air. Excuse me. And it's still something that we're discussing. There is in the member news on the community site, you will be able to see a discussion called Take a Poll, and that's asking your opinion. There's a couple answers there. You can check that out too. On a personal note, this weekend was really interesting. I went to the Mind and Body and Spirit Expo in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, which my partner had an event there, and it was really, really interesting. A lot of holistic healers, spiritual people. We actually had our aura picture taken, which is kind of cool. Mine was a yellowy orange, which is supposedly change is coming. So I guess, you know, change is always a good thing. So, you know, it's just how you look at it, I guess. But that was really interesting. I did pick up a new book when I was there. I was kind of drawn to the book. I ended up picking it up twice because I'm always fascinated with trying to find new ways of healing my HIV. And I'm open to everything. As somebody who is HIV positive, I think you should always remain open-minded to anything, you know, that could help you. And I strongly feel that, and I am very open-minded. So the book that I found is called You Are Not Your Illness, The 7 Principles for Meeting the Challenge. So it's something interesting. I just picked it up. I don't know too much about it because I haven't read it yet. I have to, read The Naked Truth again since we're going to do that with the book club. Terry's going to be on in a little bit. I'm waiting for him to call in. So basically, that's all of the news for the website. And on a personal note for me, again, Jeremy won't be here tonight. He is traveling, so that kind of stinks. So I was kind of looking forward to it. It always seems to be when I have an interview, he does something comes up with him. It was kind of interesting. Hi, Terry. You can call in if you want. If anyone else has a question and you're in the chat room, you're more than welcome to type in a question for us if you don't want to call in, and I can actually ask Terry, or you can ask me or whatever, but you can always communicate in the chat room, so please chat away, and if you have anything that specific that you would like to ask, just go ahead and put it in there. So once Terry gives me a call in, we'll be getting all set. So, Terry, I know you're listening. Call in. So other than that, oh, there he is. Good, good, good. Let's get him on here. Hey, Terry, how are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
Good, good. Welcome. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, no problem. So Jeremy abandoned us tonight, huh?
Yeah, he's been traveling, so he said he would probably be in the car, so it would be really noisy.
Yeah. Well, we'll manage without him.
Right, yeah, we will. We'll do good. We'll miss them, but we'll do good. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Let me start off. I said that, but I want to take it back.
Okay.
Hold on one second. First of all, Terry is somebody who is HIV positive for 22 years, right?
Right.
Okay, I just want to make sure I have that right. He's born and raised in Wisconsin, and he was one of the first members of the original PosIM site that was on Snapville. And he was somebody who I think you heard about my site on another site, right?
Right.
Okay. And then he came over and fell in love, I guess, with the concept of the site. And he's been such a mentor to so many people. And that is why I wanted to feature him this month, because he's not only helped everybody out there, but you made an impact on me and everybody in that community, like through the comments that you leave for people. People love that. You make people's days.
I get a good feeling when, I leave a comment, and I try to leave a comment on everyone's page,
mm-hmm.
Whether they're friends of mine or not, because I think it's good to keep that open door.
Yeah.
And I like the feedback that I get from the people, because I get a lot of comments like, that made my day, and I think that's important, especially for newbies who are recently diagnosed, and they're kind of lost and they need some direction, and any inspiration that I can give or anyone on the site can give those people, I think, is really beneficial, and it calms them down a little bit, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. It's definitely welcoming. I know my aunt joined, and she was very flattered that she had so many friends so quick, and they left so many comments, and she's been on MySpace for a while, and she doesn't have any friends on there. So I know, you know what I mean? It's definitely making an impact. And since you are one of the greeters, that's one of the reasons I wanted you to be one, because I knew that you have that connection with people. I mean, I was drawn to you. Obviously, you were drawn to me in some way. So, I mean, it was all meant to be.
That's true. That's true.
I think it worked out well.
and I really enjoy doing this. And it does give me, a feeling of accomplishment to be able to talk to someone, to kind of guide them along their way. And, although I am a nurse, I don't give out medical what's the word?
Advice.
I don't want to give any medical advice, but, I will kind of direct someone, you need to talk to your doctor if they're having a serious problem. And I get a lot of those questions, believe it or not. And, I'm kind of hesitant not to say anything, but I always just direct them. They need, that's not my job here. I can only direct you to the medical people that you need to talk to, or a website if you have a question and I can't answer it.
Right, right. I just lost my train of thought. I totally just lost my train of thought. I hate when that happens. I totally hate that, but okay, now I got it back. I remembered.
Oh, thank God.
But not everybody can get up in front of and speak in front of people, like certain people, like the pirate who just logged into the chat room.
Yeah, I
you know what I mean?
That.
Like, not everybody can do that. Is that something that you like you can't do, or you feel doing it?
I have done that when I first came out, or I shouldn't say when I first came out, when I was first diagnosed, I did a lot of speaking, particularly on television in the Milwaukee area. I also did a lot of training for the ARCW, which is the AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin. Back then it was known as MAP, the Milwaukee AIDS Project. I also did a lot of speaking at churches, at we have the Medical College of Wisconsin. I spoke for the Department of Psychiatry and Medicine. I did talk at a couple of the schools and a lot of medical facilities, and I really enjoyed it. The only thing is when I talked on television, I would be silhouetted only because my kids were very young and I wanted to protect them. So a lot of those, I do have them on VHS, but like I said, they're silhouetted. So, but no, and I'm just kind of tired of doing that. So I enjoy doing this.
Yeah. Well, you do a great job of it, you know. So you have kids.
Yes, I have three sons.
Three sons. Okay, and you were married, right, at one time?
Yes, I got married when I was 18 years old, right out of high school to my high school then sweetheart. We had pretty much gone together throughout our entire high school. We were married for 10 years. We had four children, three boys, one girl, and our daughter passed away in 1980.
Sorry to hear that.
And then, thanks. And my sons are all grown. Two of
yes,
them
I've seen the pictures.
Yeah, two of them are married, and I have six grandchildren. So.
Wow.
Four
so
girls.
So like one of the groups that you started was the Paz Parents.
Right.
Remember, you started that on the other group, and I think you started it on here, right? Or did I just bring it over and add it?
You brought it over and added it, but I sort of
take care of it. Yeah, because I don't really know too much about it, but I know that it was such one of the groups on the other site that people, you know, joined. So I was like, and it's not a way that I look at it because I'm not
right.
a parent. So I'm glad that you did that because a lot of people have joined that, and they really read what you put up there. Very good information.
Well, I think it's good that it's there and that people realize that, you know, parents can also become HIV positive, particularly in this day and age.
Right.
One of the highest growing rates in HIV now is actually people over 60 and then under 25. So, you know, it's because they don't look at it as, you know, a threat to them, you know, for some reason. So, by speaking to them, particularly for me, I do talk to a lot of the older people in our neighborhood and whatever. I mean, I'm very open here, and a lot of the older women are single. So, you know, I like letting them know that, you know, you have to be careful. This is still a possibility.
Absolutely. It doesn't discriminate in age. It doesn't pick a certain age that you can get it at.
Right.
One of the things that really, when I was reading through your blogs, because I read them and then I went and read them again to a fine tooth today just to get a grasp of exactly everything about you that I could find out. And one of the things that I thought was really, really man of you was to actually sit down with your ex-wife and tell her that you were gay and that you couldn't help your feelings. And that takes a real man to do that because usually, like, people would do that, what they call the down low. And I, like, applaud to you that you actually sat her down and didn't do the down low.
Yeah, I thanks. I really had a lot of questions at that time in my life. And the one thing, I was brought up Lutheran and very strict. And one thing I would never do is cheat on someone. And that includes my then wife. Although I knew I had these other feelings. And if you read my page or my blog, you know that you know, I had talked to the church and asked them about my feelings and stuff. And, of course, they told me, you know, well, if you get married, those feelings will go away. And, of course, they didn't. So when it came to the time that, you know, I couldn't deal with it anymore, I did sit down with my ex-wife and explain to her everything. And, of course, her reaction was, you know, we need to at least go to therapy. So therapy was actually, it was one of the best things that I did do. I still remember the therapist, you know, he just kind of sat there when I explained to him my story. And he just said, it's very simple. He said, you have two doors. You open this door and you see this absolutely gorgeous woman. And then you open the other door and you see this very attractive man. Who do you want to be with? Well, there was no question in my mind who I wanted to be with. So
it wouldn't be one in my mind either.
So, you know, that saved me like $500 because I only had to see the guy one time.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
So anyway, my ex-wife did, she did divorce me. You know, I don't have a problem with that. Actually, she served my divorce papers on my birthday, which I thought was kind of ironic, but I didn't hold it against her. And
yeah, I read that in your blog. You said you didn't know if it was a birthday present where she was being vindictive.
Yeah, and she did get married. I mean, we were separated and going through the divorce proceedings for like 2 years. So she got married the day after our divorce was final. So, you know, she's happily married, still is, and, you know, I'm happy for her.
Well, that's good. That's good. Can you talk a little bit about when you found out you were positive, maybe how you found out and what you went through during that?
Sure. I was working as a nurse, and I would be working double shifts, and I did that a lot. And I hadn't noticed that I was starting to lose weight. I noticed that my pants weren't fitting as snug as they used to, but you know, it didn't really bother me. Anyway, I got off work and I thought, oh, I'm going to go over to some friends. So I went over and we started talking and I collapsed at their dining room table. And they called an ambulance and took me to the hospital, which is a small town hospital down where I grew up. And actually, it was in Illinois, just across the Wisconsin border, because I lived on the Illinois-Wisconsin border. Anyway, they just said that, at first they said I was a workaholic and that it was just sheer exhaustion. And then they decided, no, that can't be it. So they asked if they could do a test, and the HIV test, and I said, sure. I didn't think anything of it, you know. It's like I'd been pretty safe, I thought. And
right.
So I took the test, and when it came back and it was positive, that's when I lost it. It was, you know, they just basically told me, you know, well, get your affairs in order. You have 6 months to a year. And
so they told you 6 months to a year, and you've now had it for 22.
Yep. It'll be 23 years in February.
Wow, you're a fighter.
I'm a fighter. Yeah.
It's a fighter.
So, yeah, so I was... they transferred me to the mental health unit because naturally I became suicidal. I didn't want my parents did not know I was gay, nor I didn't want them to know, you know, what was going on as far as that status. So I had a lot of things to deal with myself. And then I remember the pastor came up to see me, not my pastor, but another one, and he was really a powerful man in my eyes because he didn't judge me, whereas my pastor did.
Right.
And, you know, it was like he just said, you know what, he said, if you want me to, I know how difficult it is to tell someone, so I will tell your parents for you if that is what you'd like. So I asked him if he would do that. I was in present, but I just didn't. I couldn't say anything without crying.
Right.
So I sat there and I looked at my parents, and Sorry if I get emotional. Because my dad said, I love you, and hugged me, and that was the first time that I remember that. And, you know, it's it was such a reassuring feeling that my parents didn't disown me. And,
right.
And, you know, and they have been right by my side the entire time. My parents are very young. I'm 55. My parents are 71 and 75 and doing really well.
That's good.
My dad just is going through a bout of cancer, but it seems to be under control. And mom's doing really well. So, and they've always been by my side. So, you know,
well,
I
that's
have
always
that.
Good to have the support of your parents.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. And then
it means a lot to somebody, even at a certain, even no matter what age you are.
Right.
You know, I mean, even now, nice to have the support of my mom. You know what I mean? It's just a great feeling.
Yeah, it
to
really
know that
is.
She's proud of you, and you know what I mean? They're behind you no matter what.
Yeah, and so anyway, going back to that story, it was the next thing that I wanted to do was to see my kids. And that was really hard for me because being told that, you know, I only had 6 months to a year to go, my kids were very young. I think at that time they were like 8, 6, and 2. And, or maybe it was 8, 10, 8, and 4. Yeah, they were 10, 8, and 4. And, you know, it was really hard because when I did see them, I didn't tell them what was going on. I just wanted to see them. So I kept it from them for a couple of years, and then their mother decided that it was important for them to know because I was having a lot of illnesses and in and out of the hospital and whatnot. So they kind of had an idea that, you know, something was wrong with Dad. So anyway, they kind of grew up with the knowledge of me being HIV positive and, of course, being boys. And, you know, it was very hush-hush. And, you know, not only did they not want someone to know that their dad was HIV positive, but they didn't want their people to know that their dad was gay. So that's when I decided, too, that I should move to Milwaukee to get out of the area that we were all living in. And it made it easier for them.
And now everything's fine, and your kids
everything.
Are fine with everything. And
Yep. You know, we all have our ups and downs, and,
right.
You know, but all in all, I've got great kids and supportive, a very supportive family. I have 4 brothers and 1 sister, and they're all very, very supportive. My sister has some problems, but, you know, she's
Well, definitely shines through you to everyone else, the support that you have, because you give it to so many people on the community, and you can just tell, like Linda says here, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So she's talking that your dad is awesome in the chat room.
Yeah, I can see that now. I get kind of, when I tell that story, though, I kind of get teary-eyed, only because, you know, it's kind of hard. You know, if you were raised in the 50s and 60s, and, you know, parents just were not hands-on at that time. And then, you know, to have my dad actually tell me that, you know, he loved me and then put his arms around me and hugged me, you know, after being told that, you know, his son had AIDS, you know, it was like, that was just awesome.
Well, one of the interesting things that I think that made me feel like I had a connection with you was that you also write poems.
Yes, I do.
And you sent some of them to me, and they're actually on the Paz IM site now. So people can go there, pazim.com, and click on the poem section. And I think I have just mine and yours there. Some other people have sent them to me, but I kind of transferred it to the group now, because there's also a group on the site for people who write poetry that they can go in and write their poetry and post it, and then we can comment on it.
Right.
So I know you have a lot of really, really interesting poetry, so I just want to make sure people go and check that out. Let's see, what else did I want to go over? I wanted to go over some of your blog posts, because your blog posts, besides the ones that were your personal story, you posted things that were very, very interesting, I thought. The one you posted was about disclosure and should we always disclose and what happens if we don't disclose. And I think the most important thing that I got out of the whole post was that you put, always assume that the person is HIV positive, because then you're always practice safe sex. And that's the first time that I think if anybody ever assumes something, they won't make an ass out of themselves.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that was a really, really good topic and a really good post.
I do believe that, and you know, and I think that should be the first thought that anyone has when they're going to either be sexual with someone or if they are going to be sharing needles or whatever. You know, it's just assume that they are positive, because once you're positive, there's no going back.
Right. That was very good. So people can check that out too. And then you posted one about life being precious.
Yep.
And I consider it a gift, which is the same thing as being precious. Do you want to touch a little bit on that post? Because I know that post talked a little bit about your friend.
Sure.
I don't want to get you all upset if you don't want to talk about it.
No, I'm fine. Life is precious. It was recently one of my best friends, and who's been partnered with his partner, Tim, for almost 20 years now. It's John and Tim. John was diagnosed with aggressive cancerous brain tumors. I believe he's at stage 2, and which means that it's a very aggressive cancer. Anyway, he has gone through chemo and radiation, and now they are just waiting to see if the tumors have shrunk. He has 2 tumors, one in the temporal lobe and one in the frontal lobe, both on the left side, so his right side of his body is affected. And he is doing okay. I just found out from Tim that the doctors have given him maybe 1 to 2 years, and I just told Tim, yeah, they gave me 6 months to a year, so, you know, let's hope for the best. And they did do an MRI. Haven't got the results back yet to find out if the tumors have shrunk or not. If they have, they're going to try what they call a cyber knife surgery, where they'll remove the tumor. So we're praying that that happens. And
well, I'll make sure that I keep you in my prayers, Terry.
Thank you. He's doing okay. You know, I hate to see him the way he is. He works. He has a government job, so he works very hard. But that's hard to believe, isn't it? But yes, he does work hard. You know, I just send them all my love, and I do take care of John on Tuesday and Thursday afternoons.
See, there you go, being Mr. Fantastic again. One of the other blog posts that I thought was very interesting, because it was a topic that I've never thought of, was how AIDS awareness is missed in the deaf community. That when people who are deaf are told that they're HIV positive, some of them think that it's a good thing.
Right.
And it made me think that, like, God, I really need to learn sign language.
Well, you have to. Well, sign language is great, but you have to also understand that a lot of times when deaf people, if you're signing to a deaf person, mm-hmm. or if they're reading lips, when you say positive to them, positive is a good thing.
Right.
So therefore, if you're doing that to them, you know, them without them really truly understanding or being told, you know, they think it is a good thing. And that's where mm-hmm. I think, you know, we, even as a hearing society, you know, should take that special step and work with the deaf community, because there are a lot of, and here in Wisconsin, we have the Wisconsin School for the Deaf not too far from here. And actually, I used to teach there many, many years ago. And, you know, it's important to relay what HIV is and get them to understand that positive in this circumstance is not a good thing.
Right, I thought it was very interesting, because it was something that I've never really thought of before. I like that about your posts. They make me think.
That's what they're there for.
Yeah, right. another interesting one is you talked about isolation and depression and certain things like that, and you touched on support groups. And I know at one point in your life you were going to HIV support groups.
Right.
And then at some point you stopped.
Yeah, and I occasionally will go back to the group. It's still in process, but I just don't find it, you know, what I need, so I don't attend. But support groups, I do think, are important for people, no matter what stage they're in of HIV, because the isolation and the depression causes so many problems, both, you know, mentally, physically, and societally. Is that a word?
It is tonight.
So, you know, it's like you have to work with all of this, you know, together to make sense of everything and to give people strength so that, and hope, so that they can go on. And there are lots of people like Cowboy Larry and Bob and, you know, there's, I can't think of the long-term people, you know, but there's a group of us that have been positive for a long time. And it's so important for these newer people to see that we are long-term survivors. My big concern, and this really is a concern of mine, especially with the young people, is that now that the medications are out, I am hoping that they don't think that they can just be, you know, have a free-for-all and
Harry,
not worry about it. You know,
Terry, real quick, we have Kevin on the air. He wants to ask you something or make a comment. He has to be quick because he has to run somewhere, so I wanted
sure.
to get him on real quick.
Sure.
How you doing, Kevin?
I am fantastic. How are you guys?
Good, good.
Good. Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Terry. I just stopped in. I have to. I'm actually going to be late to this other show I have to go do, but I wanted to make sure I stopped by and told you how fantastic of a man you are and how you and Cowboy Larry have ticked me off because now I have figured out how to post those really fancy-looking comments.
Thank you.
But I just wanted to tell you myself that you are an absolutely awesome man and everyone should take what and who you are in their life very seriously. You guys take care, okay?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, yeah, that's Kevin who has a show on here as well. He's called The Gay Life Coach. He's awesome. He had me on his show last week, Terry, and he was telling me how how you guys love him so much and give him hugs and comments and that he absolutely adores it. So it was great that he could get in here real quick. So if anyone else has a question, you can call in. The phone number is 347-215-9442. And feel free to make a comment or ask us a question. Oh, we have a caller. Hold on 1 second. You there, Terry?
I am.
All right, hold on. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Wayne from Athens, Georgia.
Hey, Wayne, how are you?
Hi, Wayne.
Good, how are you doing?
Good, how are you making
it? I'm very new to Paz IM, and I love the site. I've met some very wonderful people. And my question is concerning disclosure. And do you and or Terry feel it's proper for family to disclose your status?
To disclose it to your family?
No.
No, he's talking about if his family discloses it to other people. He's not disclosing it.
To broadcast it like mine did.
Yeah, I read your blog. I read that. You know, I don't think it was right for them to do that. You know, but what do you do when they do it? It's, you know, the horse is already out of the barn, so.
Really, I mean, you can't really unring the bell, so
right.
to speak.
Right.
So they didn't do it in a good way, they did it in a bad way.
My impression.
After almost 7 years, I'm still trying to figure that out in my own mind.
Yeah. I
right.
think what it is the person that divulged that information might have been really, you know, I don't know them, so I can't really say, but this is my feeling, is that they might have been really, really upset about it, and they didn't know what to do, so they started reacting negatively and by, you know, telling people, oh my God, you know, Wayne is HIV positive, he's got AIDS, you know, what am I going to do? And I'm sure it wasn't vindictive. I just think that they probably panic. I didn't know how to deal with it.
Well, I mean, like so many others, I basically lost my entire family, other than my children and my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And,
because
they hated you? Well, one, I'm the youngest in the family, which is probably a strike within itself. Two, I'm gay. And three, I'm the queer with AIDS in the family.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a triple whammy right there. So, and actually and truly, for any of my family to really start even considering me part of the family again, I hate to say it, but my mother had to die in order to get any of my family to really talk to me anymore, any of my siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and that's the sad part of the whole thing right there.
Yes, it is.
But did they talk to you? You said they talk to you now?
I have two brothers that talk to me. I'm the youngest of nine, so there wasn't a whole lot left when it got around to me anyway. So,
well, at least you have a good sense of humor about it.
It's better to laugh about it than to sit and mope and cry and all this other stuff. I mean, I have a life to live. Let them live theirs.
That's right.
Yep, you got it. Now, your kids, they're supportive, right?
In fact, I am in the house with my daughter. She's my baby. She turned 30 in July.
Mm-hmm.
And I have two of the most wonderful granddaughters that the good Lord ever let anybody have. Ages 11 and 8.
Yep.
And I have to say, they love their papa.
And that's important.
Oh, yeah, and so I just wanted to call and give a little shout out from the gay Southeast.
Well, thanks for calling in, Wayne, and I appreciate it. And if you have any questions or anything, just let us know.
Oh, I will, and you'll see me in the room. So holler and say hi, and once again, I think Robert developed the site, so my congrats. You've done a wonderful job there.
Thank you.
And Terry, you keep them all in line, okay?
Oh, I will. I know that I will, too. Thanks, Wayne.
Hey, yeah.
All right, and we have another caller on the air. Let's see, caller 865, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Cowboy Larry.
Hey, Larry, how are you?
Hey, Larry.
I'm doing good. Just wanted to give a little.
Terry?
Huh?
Oh, there he is.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I said hello, Larry.
Oh, well, hi. How's it going?
I'm doing fine.
I'm trying to multitask here. It doesn't work very well for me. I just wanted to call in, though, and show my support for the Terry guy, because he's my bud.
Yeah, well, since we since we have arrived at the God status on Paz AM, I'm just
amazed.
Yeah,
right?
It's like, that's a hoot.
Yeah, you both are. I'm not even a God on there.
Yeah, but I enjoy Larry's blogs, too, and a lot of them are so informative, and some are personal, and it's always a good thing between him and Dave.
Yeah, I think that's what I love about having you guys on the site, because I don't really have the knowledge of medication and long-term effects and things like that, where you have all that experience that shows me a lot. So I appreciate both of you being on the site and what you guys do for me, just so you know, since I got you both on the line.
We just have a big email list. We get emails from all these sites, and so we get all this information, I think, and
yep.
That helps a lot, where we can just pass it on.
True. Well, I appreciate it. I just wanted to let you know that.
Well, thank you.
Getting a lot of people from Texas. I've seen that. Not Texas, Tennessee. Why did I say Texas?
I was going to say.
All right.
In Texas. I did some rodeo down there. But
Larry might have been from Texas. He's from everywhere.
Yeah, I've been everywhere.
And some of you who may have listened to the show before, we had Dave on, who was our featured blogger last month. He is Larry's partner, so just in case they want to make that connection. Because we talked about you on that show as well.
Yeah, I heard.
What enthusiasm.
I had to sit in the other room and listen, so he was scared to death. I had to make him do it. And he's like,
aww.
No, I don't want to do it.
Oh, he was so good. He didn't act like he was nervous.
Yeah,
I was more nervous than him, probably. I get real nervous.
Yeah, I gave him some guff when I, in the chat room, I told him, I said, yeah, Larry said you were shy. You weren't shy.
Larry's behind me. Is, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah, he said, yes, but I really am. So.
Well, it's always good to have that man behind you to push you.
I've pushed him a lot. I've pushed lots of those buttons, I think.
Well, that's good, but I see he's quite active now on the site, and that's really good.
Yeah,
yeah,
we've got him. So. Got him really going.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. Did he start speaking yet?
No, but he is going to one with me this Tuesday, and he's going to be my Vanna White passing out information. So.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be good for him.
So what's going on in Tennessee? I know we have a lot of members in Tennessee. Do you have anything out there that you can announce maybe for members to come check out?
Well, we have a new HIV advocacy group in East Tennessee called Positive East Tennesseans, otherwise known as PET. And we're doing a World AIDS Day candlelight vigil and things like that. And so we're trying
cool.
to kind of stir things up here in East Tennessee. It hasn't really been stirred up that much up to this point.
Well, that's always good.
Yeah.
And Larry, you've been HIV positive for how long?
19 years. Be 20 years in February.
See that? There's a lot of knowledge right there, folks. Between the both of them.
Yeah.
It's like a gold mine.
Yeah, I think, who is it? It's... the pirate, Bob, and I think Ryan are the longest surviving ones that I'm aware of.
I think
so that's
going
to be like 28 years.
Yeah. I think, I don't know who's longer, Ryan or Bob, but I know they're close.
Yeah. I know Ryan's 28 years. I'm not
wow.
sure on Bob.
So, anything else you want to talk about there, Terry? Or Larry, since I got you both on the line?
No, I just wanted to tell Terry that how much I appreciate him on the site, too, because he does so much great work, and he has helped so many folks there on the site. And I just wanted to give my support and let him know that I appreciate him also.
Thanks, Larry, and right back at you. I think it's you do fantastic work for education and prevention, and you're so dedicated.
Yeah, and he has that really cool video up, if you haven't seen it yet, called The
yeah,
Survivor,
right?
Yeah,
that's fantastic. Yes, I did see it.
Yeah, it's a great video for anyone else who hasn't checked it out. I think it's featured
Dave and
on
I are
going
to try to work on one for him.
For Dave?
Yeah, Dave wants a video now. He
said
he wants one now.
Cool.
So we're going to try to work on one for him.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
My computer froze up, so bear with me. I don't know what's going to happen. I guess I'll just wait for it to settle. But let's see. Okay. Well, do you have anything else you want to say, Larry, before I shoot
nope.
you off here?
Nope. But thanks a lot, and keep going, Terry. You're doing a great job.
Thanks, Larry.
All right, Larry, you have a great night.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
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 Okay, Terry, so while I wait for Larry to disconnect, and if somebody else wants to call, the number is 347-215-9442. Let's see. I just have some basic questions here. I'll just ask you while I'm waiting for someone to call in and my computer to stop freezing. Oh, how about I mess anything up? Let's see. I know you had, Do you feel that your HIV is, well, that's kind of an obvious question, changed your career path?
Yes.
Right, that's kind of an obvious question. I didn't think of that. Go
yeah,
right down was, the list.
You know,
and
that
you,
one. Go
what'd
ahead.
You say?
I was going to say, yeah, it had an obvious effect on my nursing career, considering that once they found out, you know, it was like, oh, my God, we can't have him taking care of patients.
Right.
So,
now, you already kind of talked about how you disclosed your status to your family.
Right.
How was it when you disclosed it to your friends?
That took a while longer, particularly in the early years. I was so ashamed, embarrassed, and I looked like death warmed over. I forgot to mention that I told you my pants were, you know, kind of loose, but I had dropped from, it was like around 175 pounds down to 135 pounds. So I had lost a considerable amount of weight. So I had that look. And so I wasn't really out in public too much. And as far as family, aunts, uncles, I did not take part in any of those type of reunions or whatever for a long time, only because I didn't want to bring embarrassment to my family.
Right.
Of course, now it's all different. Most of my family, including my aunts, uncles, cousins, nieces, nephews, they're all very much aware of it. It's not that I wear it as a badge. We don't really, you know, talk about it unless, you know, I get sick. And occasionally I still get sick. I've had a few nasty illnesses. I had bacterial tuberculosis. I had CMV. I had MAC. I had, you can look these things up. I don't want to get into the what they are. But there were pneumocystis twice. You know, it's those are times that I really, you know, I have a hard time believing I made it through all of that. I still occasionally will get pneumonia. Normally, it's just a bacterial pneumonia, so I can, you know, manage to survive. My the protease inhibitors were the best things that happened to me. It was like a change, an overnight change back in 98 is when I started taking them, and my viral load went down to, you know, below 50, and my T-cells jumped up to, it was like 600, and I was down to 180, I think it was like shortly after I was diagnosed is when I got the T-cells. The count, the viral load, they didn't have that back then.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I have somebody on the air, but I'm still having issues. And I know Linda tried to call, but I'm not able to connect them onto the friggin' thing, which is making me mad.
Tell her so, I'm pushing the button to cut her off because of the little message she sent out.
I know I can't get it to connect, and it's making me mad. And I don't want to accidentally disconnect the whole system, so.
Yeah.
And I can't, I'm having issues, and Bob's now trying to call in as well. Oh, my God.
I didn't touch anything, Rob. It's like my feet aren't anywhere near the cord.
I don't know what it is. Oh, of course, leave the disaster to go when I'm here by myself, right?
Bob says he's on the phone and he can hear us both.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to get through to him, but I can't. All right, then talk if he's on. Yeah, I don't think he's on.
Yeah, he must. I can't hear him.
Oh, my God, this is funny. And now Linda's calling as well, and I can't get them on the air.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Linda. I appreciate you trying to call in.
I can't believe this is happening. I can't get them to get on.
Type me the message and I'll answer you.
Yeah,
I'll read it and then I'll answer it.
Yeah, are they doing that?
Bob said he hung up. He's going to call right back.
I don't know what it is.
I love you too, Linda.
Oh, my God, this is like a nightmare. Well, yes, it is live, in case you're all wondering. No tricks here.
Yeah,
oh, my God, this is embarrassing.
I
can't get it to work at all. My whole computer just froze.
Wow. Maybe that's why you do have the controls to switch people on and off for the calls.
If I turn it off, I'm afraid it'll disconnect me, and then I'll have to call back.
Thanks, Bob. I love you, too.
So let's talk about that. You actually got to meet the pirate, right?
Yes, I did.
And how was that experience for you?
It was really fantastic. It was like, I could not believe it, because, you know, when we met downtown Milwaukee, and I saw him crossing the street, and I, you know, it was like, oh, cool, you know, I get to meet the pirate, and he walks in, and it's just like, oh, my God, the energy in the whole room, you know, it was like people came out of the library, you know, and, you know, hi, Bob, and it was like, it was just like a little beehive, you know, with and you could just feel the energy, and Bob is just that type of person, and I got to talk to him for quite a while, and you know what I really like about him is that, yeah, you should be blushing, Bob. I love it that, you know, he really does this because he really cares. He doesn't do it for the notoriety it's the pay, I bet, right, Bob? No, he doesn't get paid. He does a lot of this for volunteers.
Yeah,
but it's
does.
Like, you know, just the electricity with him around. He is awesome. He really is. I hope you guys get to meet him someday.
And the people on hold, I'm trying to get to you. I'm working off another computer right now, so bear with me. So what do you think was the hardest thing for you to deal with after you became diagnosed?
The hardest thing to deal with, to be honest, is people being honest with you. You know, they can be really nice to your face and supportive to you, but then talk behind your back. And
right.
You know, and even to this day, I'll use this as an example. I have some neighbors who I bought this house about like 5 years ago and met some guys, and you know, we were becoming really good friends, and then I revealed my status, and within 2 weeks they all disappeared. And to me, it's like, see, that stigma is still out there, and it's like, it doesn't bother me. I mean, one of them lives across the street. I walk out of the house, I'll walk my dog. If he's out, I hold my head up high, I have smiles on my face, and you know, it's his problem, not mine. And you know, that's the biggest problem, is the stigma, and then there's the isolation. You know, sometimes I get really lonely because I don't have the finances to go out and do the things I used to do. But,
yeah.
You know.
Hold on 1 second. I want to try something. Hopefully this won't disconnect us. If it does, I'm sorry. Hold on.
Okay.
I can't get it up. Okay. So are you on medication right now? Yes, you said you are, correct?
Yes, I am. I'm on
exactly are you on?
Truvada, Reataz, and Norvir.
And do you experience a lot of side effects with them? Because I know a lot of people...
Well, you know, when I was on Norvir when it first came out, they were really overdosing people on that. I can't remember exactly how many I was taking, but if I remember right, it was something like 4 each time. I took, you know, twice a day, and that's way over what you needed, because Norvir really is a booster for the other medications. And with that, you know, you get a lot of diarrhea, which is awful.
That's not good.
No, but since they reduced the Norvir down to one a day, you know, it's everything is tolerable. No, I don't have Viagra, Bob.
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on. I think I just got through. I just figured out what it was. Yay!
Well, you got 6 minutes.
Yeah, right, just 6 minutes. Let's see if we can get... Let's see, Bob's on. If he's still holding. Come on, people. Bob, are you there? I don't know. Maybe he's not holding on anymore.
Well, he says he's on.
Okay. I'm trying to click him to pick him up. We'll be right there. Oh, come on, people.
So the answer to your question is now I tolerate the medications very well, and I don't have near as many problems. So.
Well, that's always a good thing.
I have other problems.
Okay, actually, Linda and Bob are both on the air. You got 4 minutes, 2 minutes apiece. Go to it. How you like that?
Linda,
sorry about that.
Wow. Hi, Bob. Hi, Linda.
Are we on?
Hi.
You're both on.
Wow.
We are.
So, Bob, okay. You go first.
Harry.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Good. Finally, I'm not, like, typing and talking to myself. Well, at least talking to myself.
Well, I was kind of filling in for you there.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I wanted to say it was just so heartwarming that you took the time and made the effort to come over there and meet me. I truly apologize about all the people coming out of the woodwork, what you mentioned about the library and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I wish we could add more time to spend together. And a freaking camera. I swear somebody probably thinks that's a Photoshop job we did with that little cell phone picture.
Terry's so much taller than you.
Yeah, I know. Like, gee whiz. Yeah, I mean, truly, it was an honor. It was a pleasure. It just meant the world to me that you made the effort to come over on such short notice and do that. Thank you, Terry.
Well, you're welcome, and I really, I was looking forward to it, so when I got your message that day, even if I had something planned, I would have canceled it.
Thank you, and thanks for your kind words, too. I truly am blushing, even though I'm not a sweet pirate.
You're a sweet pirate.
In my heart, no, don't tell anyone that. I'm a tough pirate, damn it. Darn it. I think you can say damn on the radio, can't you?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I definitely will look forward to seeing you again, Terry, and having more time. And I just wanted to say one thing about the stigma issue. My heart goes out to you. As I said, I've never bragged about my heterosexuality, but, you know, as that gentleman that called in earlier was saying about being queer in the South with the big three, it just breaks my heart to think that it's going on anywhere, but let alone here in our great state. And that you still have to deal with that. I truly apologize. That's just one thing and throughout the years that I've not had to deal with, thankfully, and that's why I'm such a strong advocate on behalf of those that are stigmatized. So thanks for keeping your head up and your heart strong and for everything that you do, my friend.
And right back at you, Bob.
Okay, I'll give Linda some time. Thanks, Rob.
See you, Bob.
All right.
Hey, Linda.
Bye.
Hey. Hi,
Linda,
Terry.
We got like a minute and a half.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say that for one thing that's really important to me is that, sometimes I feel like I don't maybe fit in because I'm a straight woman and I'm just affected. And Terry, well, you too, but, you know, Terry and Cowboy Larry, they go out of their way to include me. And it really is, makes me, you know, really touches my heart. And another thing is that talking to Terry, I've talked to him on the phone, that Timmy, my best friend, has been positive about the same amount of time. So he does offer me a lot of insight on, you know, the things that he goes through on a daily basis. And I guess it's like Bob said about the stigma, you know, as far as AIDS, I guess I just didn't realize how bad it was because I never felt that way. You know, it's been part of my life for half of my life, and, you know, it just really kind of hit home that, you know, and it made me realize what my friend goes through and that, you know, I maybe...
Okay, Linda, we're down to the last 20 seconds. I don't mean to cut you off, sweetheart, but...
All right, well...
Go. And I just want
Terry's
to thank Terry.
Terry's a great guy.
Thank you, Linda. Thanks for calling in today, Terry, and being a part of this wonderful community. You make Paz I Am what it is.
Thanks, Bob. We'll talk
You're
to you
You're welcome.
Later.
Have a good one. We'll see you guys next Sunday when we talk about aid strategies and the presidential nominees.
Okay.
See you.
Bye.